in favor of the truth. There are people who will die for tradition, even if it means learning the truth. On the very first page of this particular lesson, page 11, at the very top, it's referred to as your greatest power. Your greatest power. And I want you to follow through this particular lesson with me as I begin to work with it on the board a little bit. But at the very top, when you were an infant, and in the early years of your life, the ability to control what energy or ideas were entering your subconscious mind had not yet been developed. In other words, the age of reason, before the age of reason, before we ate of what is called that tree of knowledge. I'm talking about, you could say, our little life. Long before we were able to say yea or nay. Now there's a question I want you to ask yourself as I get into this. And the question goes like this. Who and or what is in control of my life? Who and or what is in control of my life? Now, George Bernard Shaw one time put it this way. He said, it seems that people are forever blaming their circumstance for who and what they are. I, he said, don't believe in circumstance. The people who get on in this world, who come up with the results, are the people who look for the circumstance they want, and if they can't find them, then they go back and they make them. Then they go back and they make them. So let's just maybe take a look at how we learned some of the things we've learned. First of all, let's understand that we are all a confluence of a genetic structure. You could say that our genetic structure makes up a lot of what we believe and a lot of what we are, but not near as important as our environment. I one time heard Earl Nightingale make a statement that went like this. He said, all kinds of studies have been made regarding motivation. What is it, he said, that motivates us to do the things we do, to achieve the things we achieve? And he said, while there's no pat answer to so large and complicated a question, he said, we believe that the overriding force that motivates people is due to choice of environment. Now he said, some people make this choice consciously, but a great majority of people make this choice unconsciously as a result of environmental condition. Now let's just go back into our little life for a moment. A very simple little exercise, but yet you see, even though we know it, it doesn't mean we are actually implementing the understanding of it. And you could say there is our outside world that has the predominant influence in the life of a child and what that child becomes. Now think about it. Here is a child who was born in absolute perfection. Maybe not physically speaking, but from a spiritual point of view, this child was born absolutely perfect. And in the beginning, they have the ability to think, they have the ability to reason, they have all the intellectual factors somewhere resonant within their mind, but they're not yet developed. Consequently, their mind is wide open for any idea that is going to come down the tube. Let me give you a good example of that. If I were to just come over here and I were to speak to you, Anik, Mr. Kavook. Mr. Kavook, if I were to ask you what religion you are, if you had to name one, what would it be? Christian. Now let's keep in mind that there are what? There are 47 types of Christianity in California alone. Now, what are your children, Onik? They're Christian. Now, were they born Christians, Onik? Yes, they were born Christians. Now, here's the point. Here's a brand new baby, and we'll just call this baby Billy or Julie. And one of the things that the baby is going to learn is about that symbol. Is that right? Yes, yes, no. The baby is going to learn something about that symbol, just as Onik was just telling me. That's an idea that the baby is going to learn. But let's understand how the baby learns to begin with.